USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Unionized UPS drivers are warning of an imminent strike that could start as soon as next week. UPS Teamsters are demanding the delivery company produce its final offer to the union on Friday. Over 340,000 UPS employees could walk off the job in the potential strike. So far, the two sides have agreed on in-truck air conditioning and heat shields, but not much else. The Federal Reserve says 23 of the biggest American banks were able to survive a severe stress test. Brian Shook has more.
Every U.S. bank the test included was able to continue to lend to consumers and businesses, the regulator said. Despite a nearly $550 billion projected loss for the group, the banks were able to maintain minimum capital levels. I'm Brian Shook.
President Biden says the U.S. economy is leading the world in growth since the pandemic. During a speech in Chicago Wednesday, Biden said his administration has prioritized investments in infrastructure and domestic manufacturing.
Bidenomics is about building an economy from the middle out and the bottom up, not the top down.
Republicans criticize the Biden administration for continued outrageous spending. Recent internal inspector reports found the U.S. government so far has lost roughly $170 billion in COVID relief, for instance. Florida is planning to build the world's largest gas station.
The new Buc-ee's location in Marion County will have more than 700 parking spots and 120 gas pumps. Currently, the country's biggest Buc-ee's is in Tennessee after holding its grand opening earlier this week. I'm Rick Hochul.
And actor Pete Davidson is entering rehab for his mental health. He was recently charged with reckless driving in California after crashing his car into a Beverly Hills home in March. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
TikTok users are bringing a lawsuit funded by the company itself, challenging Montana's ban against the app.
The social media giant is covering legal fees for a group of five TikTok creators. This is separate from TikTok's lawsuit to block Montana's new law that bans the app over national security concerns. The spokesperson said in a statement from the short-form video app, "We will support our creators in fighting for their constitutional rights." I'm Lisa Taylor.
If you think the pandemic is over, you agree with most of your fellow Americans.
Americans' perceptions of the pandemic are shifting, with 64% now considering it to be over. That's compared to 49% back in February. However, fewer than half believe their lives have returned to pre-pandemic normalcy. About 40% doubt their lives will ever fully return to what they were before. And the party you belong to weighs on your perception, with Republicans most likely to view the pandemic as over at 84%, followed by independents at 65%, and just slightly over 50% of Democrats. I'm John Schaefer.
The Federal Reserve says 23 of the biggest American banks were able to survive a severe recession scenario in a stress test. Every U.S. bank the test included was able to continue to lend to consumers and businesses, according to the regulator. Despite a nearly $550 billion projected loss for the group, the banks were able to maintain minimum capital levels. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.